That's it. Let's take a good deep breath. And in the spirit of Sam, let's bring our on the Marab. What's happening to you right now is very similar to what happened with Sam, particularly after his loved one, Kelly, died. There was a grieving. You're grieving many, many lifetimes right now. Oh, by the way, I forgot to add, every one of your past lives is coming to this point also. Every one of them is going through that shaking and rattling. Every one of them is feeling something so intense. They're coming to Heaven's Cross too. You don't do it by yourself. It's every past life. They're realizing their dreams. They might have been in a monastery or a convent. They might have been back in the Essenes. No matter where they are, they're coming to this also. They're asking that same question I was asked earlier. Are we just making this up? They're saying something's happening. Are we just making this up? Maybe I should get back and do prayers again. Go back and kneel in the chapel and pray to God for my soul. They're going through it also. What's happening right now, it happened to Sam, is there is a grieving that takes place. He grieved for Kelly. You're grieving for yourself. For all the painful experiences in all the lifetimes. You're grieving for your own deaths. You're grieving that part of you that's saying, why? Why didn't I get it before? You're grieving the part that knows that you could have truly, literally ascended several lifetimes ago, but you didn't. I think maybe I should have. But remember, you chose to stay. What's happening right now is in every part of you. You're being asked to or forced to bring everything to wisdom. That's what Sam had to do. After his grieving for Kelly, he brought it to wisdom. And by releasing it to the wisdom of your soul, it provides clarity. Why things happen the way they do sometimes, and the beauty of it. When you're in the exact moment of something tough happening, for instance, a loved one having cancer, pulling a loved one from a car, like what you were talking about before, it's hard to be in the wisdom, very hard. No, don't even try. Be in the grieving, be in the even the fright, but then bring it to wisdom at a certain point, and you'll understand from an overview from Angel's Peak what's happening. You realize the profound beauty and even what you would have thought was a mistake, an accident. Profound beauty. As we approach Heaven's Cross, let go of everything to wisdom, no longer holding it on as painful, no longer having to punish yourself. Let it go to wisdom right now. The soul, it will bring it to wisdom. It'll help show you the beauty, yes, even in the worst things. All the intensities, all the noises right now, all the challenges that you're having, physical, mental, spiritual, it all comes down to this. This single thing. Bring it to wisdom. That's it. That's what's happening. Can you let it go from a state of grieving, a state of fear, a state of not loving yourself, and let it go to wisdom? Your soul knows what to do with it. Then you don't have to do a thing, but can you let it go? That's a summary of everything that's happening. Why hang on to things? Unless you want to, if you want to continue experiencing guilt and shame, for instance. But sooner or later, the closer we get to Heaven's Cross, your soul is going to shake you and say, let go, Annette, let go. Elizabeth, why do you keep carrying that with you? Let go. Let it go to wisdom. Please, please, you cannot go into Heaven's Cross until you let it go to wisdom. That's the elevator. The elevator is truly wisdom. You can't keep carrying it with you and feeling guilty about things that happened in the past. And I know some of you, it's tough to let those go. You feel it's your cross to bear, but now it's time for Heaven's Cross. Not the cross of guilt. It's time for Heaven's Cross. Everything that's happening, the intensities, the everything right now is asking you to bring it to wisdom. That's how you're going to pass through. That's what the ones in the other realms are doing, whether they're departed, whether they're still here and just helping in the other realms. They're helping, assisting, making sure that there's that balance of wisdom. They're not going to let you try to enter, try to go through this, try to get on that elevator until you've let it come to wisdom. You have to. Otherwise, it'll tear you apart. Everything. No holding back. No macchio. Everything. Some of you have, kind of a pet issues, pet guilt. It's like, no, I got to keep this one. You're being asked now to let it all go to wisdom. You don't have to do a thing, actually, no. Let it go to the soul, and then you will be receiving it back. As this whole time of Heaven's Cross comes, I would say the deepest of all the wounds right now, maybe you don't recognize them, but the deepest of all is still some of that old residual guilt from Atlantis, how it fell, the headbands. Let that go too. I'm going to be coming to you individually, each and every one of you. When I feel that you're holding on, and I'm just going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to say, wisdom. You're going to know what I mean. Let it go. When you do, you're going to find a lot less of that over-intensity right now. You're going to find a lot less the doubting yourself, thinking that you're crazy. Let's take a deep breath in the beauty of this mirab, a mirab of wisdom. You say it's that cleansing before that big event on the planet, Heaven's Cross. It's an individual thing, but oh, it's going to affect humanity. Such a beauty in literally stepping back and watching how what was perhaps a bad experience can then be transformed into wisdom. Let's take a good deep breath together. We're a little over, just barely over 3 months. It came up much faster. It wasn't until late July of this year that we knew the ratio of consciousness light on the planet was such that it was inevitable that it would now happen, and happen so quickly. It came upon very, very fast. That's why we haven't said much about it. It's a celebration that we had in the other realms, knowing that was not 10 years, 20 years, 30 years away. But now it's barely over 3 months away. Let's take a good deep breath together. We'll be talking more and more about Heaven's Cross. We're kind of pushing everything else aside. The scurrying that's taking place in the other realms, the readjusting, the recalibrating of everything. Even some of the ascended masters, you hear them talking around the fireplace and saying, what happened? Well, we knew this was the prophecy. We knew it was going to happen, but not now. And some of them are saying, oh, my group that I'm working with, somebody's channeling me, and gosh, they're still talking about UFOs. And what happened to make this come about so quickly? It caught us. We're supposed to be ascended masters. Caught us by surprise. How are we going to explain this to our groups? That there are no UFOs. We keep trying to tell them what they want to believe. How do we get them to understand the UFOs are not beings from some other far-off galaxy? They're the humans on Earth, perhaps from the future, or perhaps from Heaven's Cross. And when they say, what happened to cause this? I just sit back and say one word: benching. With that, dear friends, let's take a deep breath, remembering that all is truly well in all of creation. With that, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.